Good morning, I'm Todd Zwillick, filling in for John Hockenberry this morning. Well, there's trouble in East Africa for the United States yet again. It's brewing in Somalia because the country has the potential to become another pre-Taliban Afghanistan, meaning an incubator for al-Qaeda groups. America is trying to stop this problem before it starts. Yesterday, to that end, U.S. forces landed in Somalia and attacked a group of militant Islamists, killing several of them, including one of their leaders. But Somali officials say they want to handle things on their own. And let's face it, the United States doesn't exactly have the best track record on military operations in Somalia. Here's the United Nations Secretary General's special representative for Somalia.
In Somalia, we link to make peace. My doors are open. My telephone line are open. We should not raise the level of discussion to U.S. U.S. has nothing to do with it.
Well, to get more on the story, we're joined by Nick Childs, former Pentagon correspondent for the BBC and currently the defense and security correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Nick, tell us more about these militants. Are they really an al-Qaeda cell capable of attacking the United States? What was behind our motivation there?
Well, the chief target of this particular raid, and it was a striking raid because it was very different from previous attempts in recent years anyway, which has been to try at long range to try and get these guys. This was special operations forces going in and killing the main target and actually extracting his body as well. So certainly different tactics. Of course, the Pentagon isn't officially saying anything about this at the moment. But the particular main target the Americans have been after for a long time, a guy called Saleh Ali Saleh Nabhan, who'd been behind, according to the U.S., a bombing in Kenya of an Israeli-owned hotel and a botched attempt to try and bring down an Israeli airliner. So they'd been on his trail for a long time. But yes, he was linked both to this group in the south, this insurgent group called Al-Shabaab, but also Al-Qaeda. And there is a feeling in the West that the internal groups in Somalia are essentially proxy and increasingly perhaps have links to Al-Qaeda, and that Somalia is perhaps the next safe haven after Afghanistan and possibly the border areas of Pakistan. And yes, they want to nip that in the bud, but quite how to do it and what effort to put into it, I think, is a big question.
Well, there's a broader picture here. I mean, there's a military strike. I mean, the White House must have thought twice before sending a military operation back into Somalia. Everybody remembers the fiasco that led to the book and film Black Hawk Down. But you mentioned a concern that Somalia may be becoming a failed state that's a haven for al-Qaeda, just like Afghanistan was. Beyond this military strike, is there any broader strategy by the United States forming up here?
Well, certainly there have been calls just recently on the BBC, by the U.S. ambassador in a neighboring country for other countries to do more to help out. Even the UN is talking about, from a humanitarian point of view, that the ungoverned spaces represent a humanitarian disaster in the making and that more should be done. But broadly in strategic terms, yes, there is this sense that maybe with all the focus on Afghanistan and Pakistan, the issue of Somalia shouldn't be overlooked, that this could be the next big problem. Indeed, we had an outgoing Foreign Office Minister here, Lord Malik Brown, just as he was leaving office a few weeks ago, saying actually more attention should be put on Somalia because that is potentially just the same sort of problem.
Okay, and the Somalians apparently not interested necessarily in our help on this. Defense and security correspondent for our partner, the BBC. It's Nick Childs joining us to talk about a surgical military strike by U.S. operatives in Somalia to take out an alleged al-Qaeda terrorist. Thanks, Nick.